This episode has been sponsored in part by our friends at Veeam. Are you tired of juggling the cost of AWS backups and recovery with your SLAs? Quit the circus act and check out Veeam. Their AWS backup and recovery solution is made to save you money, not that that's the primary goal, mind you, while also protecting your data properly. They're letting you protect 10 instances for free with no time limits, so test it out now. You can even find them on the AWS marketplace at snark.cloud/backitup. Wait, did I just endorse something on the AWS marketplace? Wonder of wonders, I did. Look, you don't care about backups, you care about restores. And despite the fact that multi-cloud's a dumb strategy, it's also a realistic reality. So make sure that you're backing up data from everywhere with a single unified point of view. Check them out at snark.cloud/backitup.
Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. What happened last week in the world of AWS? Did something happen? Do they know something happened? Let's find out. AWS IQ launches new functionality to support firms, which is funny because AWS IQ had a bunch of experts listed for a while whose last name was apparently LLC. Amazon Athena announces availability of Engine version 2. Athena is a serverless query service, but you somehow still have to worry about what kind of engine it's got under the hood, or your queries will all catch fire. Announcing protection groups for AWS Shield Advanced. You know, on some level, paying $36,000 a year for DDoS prevention feels like a very different kind of protection group. AWS Backup and AWS Organizations bring cross-account backup features. Okay, I'm going to derail here for a minute, because to me, backup my stuff into another account would be a high-priority roadmap item and first thing I would build after launching a service like this. And it wasn't. It's been out for years, and now they're finally getting around to it. Now, the next step beyond that, of course, is backup my stuff into another provider. Because while, yeah, multi-cloud is dumb and I probably won't ever need to do it, it's going to help answer a bunch of auditor questions if I can say that we can rehydrate our environment from a backup that lives completely out of the reach of my primary cloud provider. That's just good business. The AWS CDK EKS Construct Library is now available as a developer preview and adds support for CDK 8S. Now, CDK 8S is of course pronounced cicadas, except you have to listen to and about it way more frequently than once every 13 years. AWS CloudFormation change sets now support nested stacks. That's right, nested YAML, and now you're screaming too. Happy Monday! Pause and resume workloads on T3 and T3A instances with Amazon EC2 Hibernation. Much like a bear, when hibernation is over, these instances can now wake up and bite your face, albeit in a billing context. AWS Identity and Access Management introduces new policy defaults for IAM user passwords. Crap, now I have to make kitty with an exclamation point at the end somehow stretch into at least 8 characters. It otherwise qualifies. AWS Launch Wizard now enables customers to further automate SAP deployments with pre- and post-deployment configuration scripts. By adding support for this to the Launch Wizard, it's now as simple as click, 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 done, and now you owe SAP $14 million. AWS Step Functions now supports Amazon API Gateway Service Integration. And I'm sure once you surmount the incredible learning cliffs of both of those services, I'm sure it'll work terrifically well, but let me know if you ever get there. AWS Trusted Advisor enables multi-account reporting of best practice recommendations with AWS organizations. Of course, this only works if you're paying for business or enterprise tier support. If you're on the fence, don't let this feature sway you because it's plausible advisor at best.
This episode is sponsored in part by Chaos Search. Now their name isn't in all caps, so they're definitely worth talking to. What is Chaos Search? A scalable log analysis service that lets you add new workloads in minutes, not days or weeks. Click, boom, done. K
Chaos Search is for you if you're trying to get a handle on processing multiple terabytes or more of log and event data per day at a disruptive price. One more thing for those of you who've been down this path of disappointment before, Chaos Search is a fully managed solution that isn't playing marketing games when they say fully managed. The data lives within your S3 buckets, and that's really all you have to care about. No managing of servers, but also no data movement. Check them out at chaossearch.io and tell them Corey sent you. Watch for the wince when you say my name. That's chaossearch.io. Network Load Balancer now supports IPv6. Please stop whining at us is the subtext of this entire post. A new IDC study shows VMware Cloud on AWS delivers significant value to customers. It honestly doesn't speak super well of IDC, this report, or AWS's decision to trumpet it, that they talk about how VMware on AWS saves customers 40% without ever explaining what they're comparing it to. Managing physical servers by hand? Running Kubernetes in the data center? Paying an external company to manage their infrastructure by hand for them? Because I assure you, they're not saving 40% versus using AWS natively rather than trying to shoehorn a bunch of legacy VMs into the cloud and lying to yourself that it's a digital transformation. Architecture Monthly Magazine, Open Source Edition. When AWS talks about open source, you could be forgiven for hearing it as, next, we're going to talk about our product roadmap. Introducing Amazon S3 Storage Lens, organization-wide visibility into object storage. Though it really kind of pains me to say it, this is snazzy. A few, well, what about this thing, sneaky tricks that I've picked up over the years were all represented on the default dashboard, so I'm reduced to having to say nice things about this release. Well played, S3 team. Well played. Announcing Red Hat OpenShift service on AWS. At long last, there's a native container management service in the AWS console to which EKS compares favorably. Build a production-ready game backend on AWS. This would have come out months ago, except their case study was Amazon's own game, Crucible, which, of course, has since been canceled. They're learning from Google every day. Amazon Textract recognizes handwriting and adds 5 new languages. But personally, if it can recognize my chicken scratch handwriting, I'll buy that team pizzas. Etcd gets ready to graduate. Etcd prepares to move back into GitHub's basement. The versatility of gRPC, an open-source high-performance RPC framework. It's impressive when you can write a deep dive into gRPC without ever once mentioning the word Google. Set up centralized monitoring for DDoS events and auto-remediate non-compliant resources. You know, you have to monitor for a lot of things to ensure you don't miss them, but DDoS attacks are generally not one of them, since they tend to make their presence pretty well known. And that's what happened last week at AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief. Brace yourselves, reInvent is coming.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.